I'm Lisa Mullins, and this is The World. Pakistan's role as a U.S. ally goes through ups and downs, but today is a down day. Pakistani officials blocked a key U.S. and NATO military supply route into Afghanistan. We're going to hear why in just a few minutes. First, we turn to the man who for years was Washington's key ally in the region. Pervez Musharraf was president of Pakistan between 1999 and 2008. He's been living in exile since he stepped down. Now, though, Musharraf wants to re-enter Pakistan's rough-and-tumble politics. The World's Laura Lynch reports from London, where Musharraf is set to launch a new political party tomorrow.
It's the kind of sound Pervez Musharraf has grown accustomed to as he tours the international lecture circuit. Last night, the Intelligence Squared Debating Forum attracted a sold-out crowd to an upscale London neighborhood to hear from the former president.
General Musharraf needs very little introduction from me. As you know, he was leader in Pakistan, president of Pakistan, from 1999 onwards, a job which Time magazine billed as the most dangerous job in the world.
But apparently, Musharraf wants back into power, dangers and all. It's not official just yet, but Musharraf's interrogator last night, former diplomat Sir Christopher Mayer, tried to tease it out of his guest.
On Friday, you're going to make a big political announcement in your capacity as leader of the All Pakistan Muslim League. Now, will you give us a sneak preview, please, of what you're going to say on Friday?
Musharraf couldn't resist. He's styling himself as the savior of Pakistan, ready to rescue it from the evils of corrupt and inefficient politicians. And Musharraf, the leader who seized and held power in a military dictatorship for almost a decade, is championing the cause of democracy and elections.
I want to introduce a new political culture, democratic culture. And one of the elements is that I cannot put myself as the president. So I would much prefer that I'm going to join the APML as a member.
Make no mistake about it, though, Musharraf is still a fan of Pakistan's powerful military. He says the military should be given a greater say in the nation's affairs. And he's warning that with so much trouble in the country, there could be another coup, referring to a meeting just this week involving Pakistan's army chief.
Well, you've seen his photograph sitting with the president and prime minister. I can assure you they weren't discussing whether they... There was serious discussion. Well, certainly at this moment, all kinds of pressures must be on this army chief.
The fact that Musharraf is launching his party and his comeback in London suggests it's risky for him to return. He still faces a number of criminal charges in Pakistan. On the streets of Karachi today, reaction to a Musharraf comeback is mixed.
We love Musharraf. I think he's the best choice and he's the best person, because all these politicians, I'm sorry to say, these all are evils and they are ruined the country.
I don't think it'll be a good idea for him to come back, and I don't think anyone wants him back, quite honestly. I don't. He thinks he's a politician. Politicians very often say things they don't really mean.
Look at the exchange rate now with the dollar, the price of gas, the inflation rate, and the law and order situation. There may have been some mistakes made during his rule. Everyone makes mistakes. But if we compare the situation with today, his era was much better.
For now, Musharraf will campaign from the outside, trying to persuade Pakistanis that he's the best man to run the country. And he knows he has to shake the label that he's America's puppet, doing the White House's bidding. So last night, he made a point of decrying a NATO helicopter attack on a Pakistani security post earlier this week. He said the U.S. and other countries have no need nor justification to take their battles inside Pakistan.
If our forces are lacking in any potential, then the West or United States or the coalition forces should realize that and equip Pakistan Army or Air Force to suitably deal with targets. So I would be the last person to recommend any crossing across the borders to hit targets in Pakistan by any other force than Pakistan forces.
Still sounding every bit the military strongman, Musharraf says America and its allies are showing weakness every time they speak of ending the mission in Afghanistan. He speaks as a man without power or political office, given Pakistan's fractious and fragile state and his strong ties to the military, Musharraf has reason to hope his comeback will be a success. But this time, he has to depend on winning over voters instead of winning power at gunpoint. For The World, I'm Laura Lynch in London.